In this portion of the show, we are going to do a rare interview for this part of our show. We take a look at a book that contains evocative and emotional pictures of a people at war. You'll see soldiers in battle and at rest, nurses helping the wounded on the war front, leaders planning their strategy, prisoners being questioned, and the eventual victory. But this is not a story of Americans or of their allies. In this book, the U.S. is the enemy, and the pictures were taken by members of the North Vietnamese Army that occupied the South, drove out the U.S. armed forces, and formed a united Vietnam in 1975. The book is entitled Another Vietnam, and many of the photographs are rather gripping. Our guest, Doug Niven, is one of the book's two editors. He made more than 16 trips to Vietnam to research the book and to collect photographs. He is also the curator of a related exhibit of the photographs at New York's International Center of Photography. And he joins us by telephone this afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Niven.
Oh, hi.
You, by the way, are in Chicago, I take it, right now.
Yep, I sure am.
And you will be appearing at Barbara's Bookstore on North Well Street in Chicago at 7:30 tonight for our listeners up in that area for a presentation and book signing.
Correct.
Where do these pictures come from? What was the process of getting all these pictures? What did it take to make those journeys to Vietnam and find these pictures and decide what went in the book?
Well, originally I worked in Southeast Asia as a news photographer. I was based in Cambodia and in Thailand, and I'd had a few assignments in Vietnam, so I got these glimpses on each trip into Vietnam. Sometimes they were postcards, other times they were in Vietnamese publications, but they were pictures from the war. And I realized that despite all the pictures that we've seen already in the great documentaries and the movies and the books, that we'd never seen the pictures from the Vietnamese photographers. So I started a process of tracking down the pictures and tracking down the photographers.
And that was, I assume, a fairly difficult process, knowing the fate of most of those photographers.
Yeah, it was difficult in different levels. It turned out that many photographers are still alive,
mm-hmm.
So they really had the real treasures. The photographers kept their favorite shots at home with them, and once I was able to track down the individual photographers, that's where I was able to get the best shots.
Now, a lot of these, if not all of them, were photographer soldiers. That they were members of the Army and were active participants.
Actually, only a few were. Most of the photographers were journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Never carried a gun, and just worked basically as a civilian. They worked alongside soldiers often. But there were two combat photographers that are represented in the book.
And these people as well, I mean, people who were in combat suffered the same risks that that soldiers themselves did, just as any war correspondent would.
Absolutely. One of the really amazing stories is the combat photographer. He only had a 50-millimeter lens, so he would have to stand up in the middle of battles. And there's one picture in the book of a tank battle going on along the DMZ in 1972. And he had to stand up from the bottom of a trench with his 50-millimeter lens to take a picture of what was going on. I mean, that is just, it's really a crazy idea to us nowadays. But that's all he had. All he had was a short lens.
These pictures were sanctioned by the North Vietnamese government at that time. Where did these pictures go? What purposes were they for?
Well, some of the photographers worked for something called the Vietnamese News Agency, which is kind of like the state news agency, which is based in Hanoi. And a good portion of the photographers were Viet Cong photographers based in the south, in the jungles along the Cambodian border. And they really didn't work for anybody. Some of these photographers in the South, one Viet Cong photographer, he pretty much took pictures during the war almost as a hobby, and his pictures were never seen by anybody, and he just continued to shoot pictures and collect his pictures, and once the war was over, he had quite an amazing collection.
What would you consider possibly one or two of the most striking pictures in the book for four?
Well, there's one shot by the same photographer, a Viet Cong photographer from the South. It's of an operating theater, like a MASH unit, let's say, set up in a swamp The doctors are standing in knee-deep water in surgical smocks. Their mouths are covered. And this, it's all set up under this canopy of a mosquito net. And a wounded soldier is being carried in on a stretcher to be operated on. He had a very severe head wound. And this, the light in this picture and the subject matter and the fact that they were able to set up an operating room in the middle of a swamp, it's just so different from our experience.
In the water. There are a lot of other pictures that may be unsettling for people in this country, Vietnamese, or South Vietnamese and U.S. soldiers, prisoners that have been captured, even a picture of Jane Fonda with some of the North Vietnamese troops.
Absolutely. Actually, last night I had a nice long chat with a bunch of American vets because I've been very curious to hear their reactions. And every single vet I've talked to has been very interested to see these pictures. I think for them, there was a real curiosity about the enemy they were fighting. They never really knew what they looked like. And that was one of my goals, too, is just to put a face on this enemy that we fought so long against. And now, of course, we have normal relations with Vietnam, so hopefully this can be part of the healing process.
Interesting to see how the thoughts of the, quote, enemy have sort of evolved over time, even among those who were doing the fighting.
Oh, absolutely. And when you meet the photographers, they always reiterate the fact that they were always fighting a policy, a government policy, and they had nothing personal against American people. And I think that's actually true.
Have you heard any criticism of the book or the exhibit?
Well, some people will automatically label some pictures propaganda before they actually read the caption and look at the picture closely. But, you know, propaganda is part of every war. And there are a few pictures in the book that are kind of classic propaganda pictures, and we labeled them as such. But the rest of the book is straight war photography, just in the same style that we would use.
Interesting to see how those pictures even change their meaning after 25, 30 years.
Absolutely, and I think they're very powerful now. I think they quench a thirst in a way just to try to understand what it was all about. We just never really knew what the people we were fighting looked like, and that's what this book attempts to fix.
The book is called Another Vietnam, Pictures of the War from the Other Side. Doug Niven is one of the co-editors. And Doug Niven, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.